Welcome back, LFU. It's another lads pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train driving on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, midweek game, it's Bournemouth away. So it's going to be an interesting one. But before we get stuck into all the pre-match conversation ahead of Bournemouth away tonight, let's talk about the weekend's game, which of course was Wolves away, which just felt like such a huge step towards safety. And dare I say, because this might bite me on the backside, you know, come end of the season, but it probably won't, that's safety, surely. It has to be. We're 8 points clear of Tottenham in 18th. We're on 39 points. Come on. That surely has to be it. It was a good, solid performance. There was no point where Wolves looked like they were really going to do anything to us. It was a great game. So, let's hear what I had to say straight after it. Leeds United 3, Wolves 0. You have to say, that feels like we're safe now, doesn't it? I mean, obviously, there's results still to play, but, you know, 39 points, it can't happen. Good game. We were always going to beat them, in my opinion. I don't think there was really at any point where I kind of went, oh my goodness, Wolves are going to get back into this. They were crap. We scored 2 goals in a minute to just absolutely kill the game. It was a great performance from the lads. But yeah, hopefully that means we're safe. 9 points clear of the relegation zone just before Spurs play Brighton. But great game, great result. And let's hope that means safety. Come on, Leeds! So yeah, I think the big takeaway is we should be okay. We should be okay in this league now. We can start focusing on the FA Cup. Chelsea in the semi-finals this weekend. And hey, they just got beat 3-0 by Brighton. Let's hope they don't sack Rossini. That'll be fantastic. But we can start to focus on that a little bit more, which is kind of weird to say as a Leeds United fan, because usually, and even like this season when we were in the FA Cup, I was saying we shouldn't really bother, but we're in the semis. We might as well just go for it, which is going to lean into a lot of what I say later as well in terms of the Bournemouth game tonight. But yeah, it was a good result, a nice vibe around Leeds United once again. I think that's safety. It has to be. Let's do the Merv Awards then. Now then, Merv Awards time. This is where I rank every single player out of 10 that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Wolves at home. Then we add up all the scores. At the end of the season, we're going to find out who is the Merv Award winner. So, let's get stuck into it. Starting off with Carl Darlow in goal, of course. Giving him an 8, I think he pulled out an amazing save at one point in the game. And overall, he just wasn't really troubled as well. A sound game from Darlow, didn't have much to do, pulled out that good save, and that was it. He gets an 8. Bogle also gets an 8. A solid game from it right back, did a lot going forwards for us. Just a good Bogle performance, which is what we used to see in recently. 8. Strike and Beal, I mean, didn't really have any problems, did they? They really didn't have any problems. They both get 8. We kept the clean sheet at Elland Road. A nice little score for them. James Justin, however, he gets a 9. What an overhead kick he scored. Absolutely fantastic. A great goal from him, and he had a solid game. That man is probably up there with our signing of the season. I feel like he is. 10 million. I remember him coming in, and I was kind of thinking, what on earth are we doing with this? But no matter what position in the back line Justin plays, he always has a cracking game. And against Wolves on the weekend, he certainly did that. And what a goal to tee his performance off with. A great overhead kick. What more could you ask for? 9. Goodmanson, 8. Classic Goodmanson. Got the ball up that left-hand side so much. Did so well in terms of going forwards. Defensively, again, Wolves aren't a great side, so didn't have a lot to do. He gets an 8. Moving on into the midfield, Ampadu, another 8. Played well. Solid game from him. Controlled it. Classic Ampadu. He's been fantastic. Tanaka, 7. Not quite a performance against Scum But nevertheless, a good performance from him. He's really starting to make his way into this team now. He probably should start until the end of the season, in my opinion, even when Stack does come back. But a great game from him. He gets a 7. Brendan Aaronson, a great cross for... which goal was it? The first or third? But anyway, a great cross from him. It was the second, actually. But nevertheless, a solid performance from him. We're used to seeing it this season now from him. It's good that he's had this turnaround. He gets a 7. DCL, 7 as well. Nice penalty near the end to finish the game off. Just, again, he just didn't have a lot to do because Wolves just aren't that good. He didn't really have anyone to bully. Not a lot of link-up play to do because we were just breaking through them that easily. A decent game from DCL, 7. Okafor, who has been absolutely unreal basically this year, he's been fantastic. He gets an 8. Another goal from him. He is on absolute fire at the minute. We'll move on to the subs. Not really too many impact subs. Nemecha, Longstaff, Rodon, they all get 5s, but they didn't really come on at a point where they could do a lot. Gruev and Nonto both get 6s. Affected the game a little bit, but didn't do a lot. So, there we go, LFU. They are the Merv Awards for Wolverhampton at home. A great game that's hopefully secured our safety. Now then, let's move in to the Bournemouth pre-match talk. So, Fark's presser, just an injury update, really. Stack's close to return, and he's probably going to sound like he'll be part of the team that plays Chelsea on Sunday. And Rodon and James are back as well. They're training, probably going to be on the bench at a minimum against Bournemouth tonight. So that's nice to know. Hopefully we'll get a fully fit squad as soon as for the final running. Into the starting 11. Now, this is probably going to be really weird because who I'd go for, I've just absolutely flipped it. Because I think tonight should just be a no-risk game. If we get a point away at Bournemouth, that's fine. If we lose, it also isn't the end of the world. So the team I'd go for, Perry in goal, Bogle, Rodon, Strike, Justin as a back four, Ampadu, Longstaff, Aaronson as the midfield three, and Nonto, Nemecha, James. So essentially, I'm putting out a second string team. Yes, I want us to win this game. I'd like us to progress further in the league and just give ourselves a bit more of a blanket, you know, get comfortable over that relegation zone. But I'd rather us beat Chelsea on Sunday, which, of course, is an obvious thing to say because it means we get into an FA Cup final and beat Chelsea. But I don't think we should be taking any risks in this game. However, what I think Daniel Fark will go for, he's probably going to go for the exact same team that played against Wolves and Scum. Darlow, Bogle, Strike, Beal, Justin, Goodmanson, Ampadu, Tanaka, Aaronson, Okafor, DCL up front. I think he'll go with that just to keep the momentum and we'll see a similar team on Sunday. But I just don't think we should risk anything. I think it'd be stupid to risk something because we've got a huge game on Sunday. This Bournemouth game, there's not a lot of pressure on us now, so we can kind of, you know, take our foot off the gas a little bit. Second string team, surely. But the score prediction, let's do that. You've heard the starting 11, score prediction. I don't think it's going to be an exciting game. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere from the Leeds fans in the away end. The players are going to be in a good mood as well. Their morale will be boosted, getting ready for an FA Cup semi-final at Wembley, especially against Chelsea as well, so it just means a little bit more. I don't think we're going to see fireworks here. Hopefully, it's going to be a nice, solid Leeds performance. I see a 0-0 draw out of this. Yes, Bournemouth probably will score. They may score, but 0-0. I think let's just go to the Vitality or whatever it's called anymore. Go down south, come away with a 0-0 draw, players absolutely unscathed, no injuries whatsoever, and just crack on with our FA Cup run because that's literally what it's about this season now. The league feels done. The league does feel done. Let's just go try and win an FA Cup. And hey, you said Europe next year. Maybe we could go and get Europe. I'd quite like that, and you probably would as well, LFU. But a 0-0 draw against Bournemouth, I'd be more than happy with that. Right then, let's crack on and get to hearing Dad's view. The wiser view. You've heard enough of me talking about the pre-match talk. So, what does Dad have to say ahead of Bournemouth away tonight?
Hey, so I think it's Meslier at centre-back. Third choice goalkeeper, in goal. Play the reserves against Bournemouth. Play the reserves. Let's see what happens. Let's get a bit of game time in. Let's see if Pirro will score. Let's save the lads for Sunday. That's my thought. I don't think he will. I think there'll be more of a tactic from Farke of maybe getting a few of the lads a good half, see how it goes, see where it takes us, and then slowly introduce big substitution numbers in the second half. So I think, you know, the likes of DCL might get subbed at half time, but let's see. As a prediction, I think this is going to be one of our tougher games of recent time, just because that form Bournemouth have got is insanely good. So I'm going to go 2-2. I mean, it's a 2-2 draw, which will get us closer to that number I've always said that we should reach is 42 points, and then I'm happy.
Yeah, I agree with Dad. I think second string team, just let them have a run out against Bournemouth and see what happens. If we lose, it's not the end of the world. If we come away with a point, even better. If we somehow manage to sneak a win, that wouldn't be bad at all as well. But let's just have a low-risk game. We don't really need to do anything. Bournemouth have a lot to play for. They're probably going to be very up for it. So I wouldn't be surprised if we lose, but I'd be content with it. We're in an FA Cup semi-final on Sunday. Let's just crack on with our business. Stay in the Premier League, which I feel like we have done already. And let's get to an FA Cup final. So there we go, LFU. Short and sweet for you there. Absolutely bombarded with all the pre-match talk. Make sure to follow us on the socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. If you're off to the game today, if you're going down south to the South Coast to see the mighty Leeds play against Bournemouth, have an absolutely cracking night. It's going to be a party atmosphere. We've got a huge game on Sunday. We're basically safe. Go and have some fun. If you're staying at home like me in your nice warm house, or if you're off to the pub to watch it, listening on the radio, have an equally as good time, LFU. Let's just come away from this game unscathed with high morale for the game that is on Sunday. Chelsea in an FA Cup semi-final. That just feels nice to say. Come on, Leeds!